It's a joy to be with you. My name's Kevin Carson. I have the privilege of serving Christ as pastor of Sunrise Baptist in Ozark, Missouri, as well as I direct or the department chair of biblical counseling in Springfield, Missouri, at Baptist Bible College and Theological Seminary. So it's a joy to be back here to get to spend some time with you. This hour we're going to be talking about helping parents whose child is being bullied. Why don't we begin with a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for really the scriptures that give us the necessary lens through which to view life and in many ways help put together life for us in such a way that we can handle it. The tough pressures, the difficulties, even when we're dealing with parents and with our own children, just trying to think through how to respond when they're sinned against, when the situation isn't as good as we hope. We're grateful that your word gives us instruction and that it's possible to use wisdom to respond to those circumstances in ways that honor you. Thank you for the opportunity we have. We pray that you will certainly be honored as well in the way we discuss this issue. In Jesus' name, amen. So helping parents whose child is being bullied. Couple of things for introduction. First, the issue is a prominent issue in media, schools, and government. If you do not have to listen to the news long, and especially where there's a shooting or there's something major going on in a school system, one of the first things that you will typically hear the reporter or reporter say is, wonder if it relates to bullying. Or was this child bullied? Or they will trace it back far enough to somewhere in kindergarten or right whatever they come up with. But there's this sense in which bullying is on the radar screen of the national media. It's on the radar screen of the government. We're going to be talking about a government website here in just a few minutes. The school system cares a lot about bullying. With cyberbullying, the stuff that can be done through Snapchat, which if you're a counselor, you really need to figure out a little bit and do some research to figure out several of the programs that are used on the phone, like Snapchat, can be used easily to bully others with quick photographs that go to other people. They're only supposed to be there a number of seconds and disappear, but it's easy to capture those photos, and they can be used in ways that aren't a joke and weren't as initially intended. So stuff like Snapchat, all of that has the school system at a really high level of awareness as it relates to bullying. And so as biblical counselors, it is not uncommon for us to deal with families in a local church or in a counseling ministry that's dealing with the child or children that have this particular issue going on in their life. The world in which our children live is tough. It's broken and influenced by evil. So the fact that our children are bullied or that there's less than a redemptive atmosphere at school certainly wouldn't surprise any one of us. It would be nice if it were as simple as it was, seemingly as simple as it was in the 70s. When I grew up, you knew who the bully was, if there was one, because you could see them. It was easy to handle, easier, right? There's not that I did it the right way or the godly way, but it's not as tough then as it seemingly is today for children. I had a twin brother. So it was easy. If somebody tried to bully one of us, they typically got two of us. So it was a two-for-one deal. So I didn't have to worry too much about bullying, but that's certainly not true for everyone. And as the competition or the competitiveness has increased in sports, with the club teams, my son is a football player. He plays football all year long. And I was talking to a football player yesterday, and that was basically their story. I mean, it's just a never-ending pursuit to get better, and that just produces all the more opportunities for people to pick at, engage, and potentially sin against somebody else, which is what often people would call bullying. So the world is tough. It's broken. It's influenced by evil. Our goal is to help parents as they seek to shepherd their children. More than likely, and this is not designed for you to counsel a child, it's designed for you to counsel parents who are going to be shepherding their children. And so our goal is to help the parent who helps the child. And we must consider the safety of the one bullied immediately. Now this is, I have this in here once. I'm going to mention it one more time before the end of the session. I wanted to put it in early. If we just think in terms of safety, it would draw us off of the main thing we want to consider. However, know that the authorities at the school system, the authorities in terms of the police, there are people in your community who have the necessary authority and the necessary steps figured out to help people who think that they're somehow in danger. And anytime you have a parent who comes to you and says, our child's being bullied, you want to at least ask some questions to make sure that they've done what they think is necessary to make sure their child is safe. Because you don't want to overlook, I mean, in an effort to get to the heart issue, which is important, we don't want to overlook the fact that there are some who do physically harm others. Reality is, when you look at all the statistics, that's threatened and worried about much more often than it happens. But that doesn't mean we want to miss that particular step of just making sure that the child is safe. So safety is an essential. It's necessary. We certainly do not want to minimize that particular part. All right, let's get to the heart of what we want to talk about. And we will talk about helping parents learn to treasure hunt. By that, we're talking about the treasure of their heart. Help them discern their child's hearts. Several things to know here. First, some of this, of course, will be review for you in track three, but the heart generates behavior, and behavior helps reveal the heart. We cannot assume that a parent understands this basic philosophy that the heart of their child and the behavior of their child are connected with each other. Now, we know that as counselors, and it's easy to get in a counseling situation and begin to talk to this particular person, whoever it is, and we forget that they might not know everything we know. So this is here essentially just to give you a greater sense of a reminder that the heart and the behavior, those are connected. The center of motivation is the heart. Certainly Luke 6:45 talks about the treasure. And when someone's bullied, there is a tendency both by parents and by others to look at the externals, to not think about what's going on at the heart level, but instead to consider what's happening in terms of the timeline. If he said this, you said this, what happened next? So there's this tendency to primarily focus on the behavior of the bully, and by extension, the behavior of the child being bullied, rather than consider what's the heart of this particular circumstance either way. Because both the child's heart and the parent's heart are important to discern. In this situation, we want to make sure that we're not missing that we have several counselees. The parents are dealing with the child, and we want to help them do that. But children walk into these situations as parents. Pardon me, parents walk into these situations as parents with their children, and it is easy for a parent to get engaged sinfully at their own heart level when they think that their little Johnny or their child is the one that's being bullied. In fact, I've talked to several people recently, said I'm doing a session on bullying and a conference full of biblical counselors, and the responses I get back typically are not God-honoring responses. Well, you're going to tell them to bash their face in, you're going to tell them to take them behind back, what are you going to tell them? Right, it's this, we, typical to parenting can be a sinful tendency to think that your child needs to be the toughest, and if somebody picks on them, we'll just do something back that makes sure you get at least even or at least get one up so that they won't do it again. That's true for the parents we counsel. But again, as I've had the conversations around here, it may be true for some of the counselors that are going to be talking to the counselees. So we don't want to minimize the heart. Look at letter B. Learn to ask heart-searching questions. Paul Tripp taught years ago and has also put it in books. It's the idea that you ask a question that is conceptual Velcro across the heart of a child, so that when you ask your question, as that question is contemplated, considered by the child, it pulls through the heart, and just like Velcro, it just grabs onto stuff and pulls it with it. You know, there's a sense in which the heart is a deep thing, and we want to be wise and help draw out the issues of the heart.